what you have in the book is a story of how algae has been used to save Chernobyl victims, and that's why it relates to what's happening in Japan, that if people have been exposed to the nuclear radiation from Chernobyl successfully by using algae, then this is good news for the people in Japan.
Correct, if they can get to it, yes.
Okay.
In essence, the scientist of which life I relate in the book, Dr. Michael Kiriak, was mandated by the Soviet Union in the 70s to find solutions for loss of productivity, decline in productivity, and epidemic of cancer in the livestock industry of the western part of the Soviet Union. And he latched on to microalgae, and over this period of 15 years came to a blend that was shown to not only prevent but also stop existing cancer in over 20 species tested. And subsequently, they worked with four large trials of thousands of animals, including a farm with more than 1 million chicken. And they demonstrated there, without a doubt, undeniably, that this blend of algae was able to stop, prevent, and furthermore increase health or productivity of the animals that would consume this food.
All right, this is we're talking with Roland Thomas. You can link up to him through coasttocoastam.com. So this scientist you speak of, this is a true story, and he was given the task of essentially trying to cleanse the people, the animals, and the kind of the overall food chain around Chernobyl of the effects of and carrying over the legacy of the Chernobyl nuclear meltdown.
The research began in the 70s, way before Chernobyl. And they had demonstrated enough proof that they were able to tackle cancers in animals that they were allowed to, after the disaster, to work with hundreds of children and adults that were scheduled to die, basically. They were suffering from very advanced radiation problems, such that the liver was already in cirrhosis, the blood was leukemia, and more. You've seen the picture, and that's what they were given to work with, somewhat as a trial, rather than leave these people dying. And what was observed was, in many cases within these children and adults, that the regeneration was possible even at this late stage of degeneration.
Okay,
what we're talking.
In what form was the algae when they gave it to them? Was it like a salad?
It was like a paste. It was a paste that was just after being filtered out of the bioreactor, because these algae were grown in bioreactors. This was actually the algae that were normally issued for the animals.
Okay. So and this is going to sound really pejorative, but again, I'm kind of curious about this, as they were what else did they have to lose, to make the point? If these people were already scheduled to die, they already were exposed to enough nuclear radiation that no one was expecting them to live, you might as well eat the algae. But it sounds like what we would call like pond scum, right? It sounds like something.
Yes, right? Yes. Algae of that.
Yeah. And so that's what they were essentially giving these victims of Chernobyl, but they were seeing an immediate benefit from it?
Fairly rapidly. For example, some concrete evidence was that the heavy metal was shown 50% eliminated in 20 days in the urine, as measured in the urine. And then within weeks, you would see, particularly the children, would come back alive. In other words, grow hair again and smile again and start eating. And within months, some of them are alive today because of that experiment. And the concept is that these blends of algae are so efficient at nourishing the brain, which is fairly difficult to cross the brain barrier with this kind of nutrition, resulting, in other words, Dr. Kiriak says that when you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer.
Right. Yeah.
The biochemistry. Yeah. When you can influence the biochemistry of the brain is responsible for the biochemistry of every cell in the body, particularly restoring energy and the coherence of energy, which is what is lost with the discordance of radiation, all the way down to bone marrow, to the spinal fluid, so that the new cell coming into the blood are already in discordance, and they're weak, and you have immediate leukemia, and that's continuous degeneration.
Well, you know, go ahead.
I was going to say, so the way that war, the way to fight it as opposed to with, let's say, chemotherapy or some kind of special chemical, is fought by restoring continuously throughout the day with this food, the brain biochemistry, which role is to constantly restore the homeostasis and the energy within our cells, including through our endocrine system and so forth. So it's kind of a fight that's going on at the cellular level, and that's the principle, and that's why the book is called Awakening the Genius Within.
It still surprises me that this hasn't gotten more publicity, or that this story isn't better known by science.
I know what you mean. When I met Dr. Kerouac 12 years ago, first of all, he didn't speak English. He's just beginning to do a good job, nor good French. But we did get to meet, and I got to meet him after he showed me his business plan. He was trying to get back on his feet in Canada. He had been invited to immigrate to Canada from Moldova, and he thought that he would be recognized. He's a PhD, and he had been known in the scientific circle, particularly in the agriculture industry.
Right.
But he showed me a 1.5 hour movie that I've made a shorter movie of, which is available on YouTube, which shows one of the research center with the enormous bioreactor where they were growing the algae, as well as he was recognized. The film was made in honor of him being named the Person of the Year in 1985. This was before Chernobyl in his country. Now, that's quite a recognition.
Yeah, that's
cool. That's on the video, please. I know that how you feel, and I felt the same. I also felt that this man should be a Nobel Prize. I still do today.
Yeah.
But
this is pretty amazing.
You know, in the natural, when you find something that's from natural substance that anybody can replicate, in other words, it cannot be patented by a pharmaceutical company, there tends to be a resistance in America. There's so much competition. If you look in the alternative industry with algae and other herbs and supplements, everybody's claiming the same thing.